Welcome to the Bringing Rural Back podcast, where we help you live a more prepared and sustainable life today so that you can have a better tomorrow, no matter what. This is your host, Greg Carter, and this is episode number 30. And this will be going live on December the 30th, 2015. Another year almost gone. The main topic for today is looking back and looking forward. So it's kind of a recap of 2015 and talking a little bit about goals and what I'm hoping to accomplish and what I hope you hope to accomplish in 2016. But before we do that, let's take care of our chores just like we always do. Be sure and enter the listener appreciation event. As soon as we get to where we're at 1,000 subscribers, we'll be giving away a $50 Amazon gift card. We're growing. We're doing good. There will be a link on the blog post where you can sign up for the listener appreciation event. And once we hit the magic number, then I will be giving away that gift card, and then we'll start some giveaways from then on out for a good little while anyway. All you have to do is, you know, give your name, email address, and promise to share the podcast with somebody that you know. You can write a blog post about it if you're a blogger. You can share it on social media. You can tell a friend about it. You can, you know, download it and say, hey, listen to this guy. He's pretty cool. Sometimes he's goofy. You know, however you want to share it, pretty open. It's on the honor system. I'm not even going to try to follow up on you. But we'd really appreciate you sharing the show. On that, if you have subscribed on iTunes or Stitcher and you enjoy the show, I would really appreciate you giving us a rating. Even if you don't enjoy the show, you can rate us too. But if you don't enjoy the show, I'm not real sure why you're still listening, but anyway, don't forget about the Rural Roundtable. We have experts on everything from wild game cooking to essential oils, and they're eagerly awaiting to answer your questions. Send your questions in to theruraleconomist@gmail.com. Again, that's theruraleconomist@gmail.com, and we will get those questions to the appropriate expert, and they'll send us the answers back, and we'll have it in an upcoming show. With that, let's get into looking back, looking forward, shall we? Now, 2015 has been a bit of a roller coaster ride. There's been some really, really good times. There's been some really, really bad times. Well, not really, really bad. There's been some bad times. There's been some victories and some challenges. And, you know, this time of the year is when we take the time to just kind of look around where we've gone, where we've been, what we've been through, and what we hope to accomplish next year. So in 2015, the blog has done really, really well. We had more blog posts in 2015 than we did in the first 2 years of the blog combined. Now, last year I did really good on the blog too, but I overshadowed the number of posts on the blog year on year by about 15. So that's really good. As far as sheer amount of numbers, It's barely even comparable. We've really, just due to folks like you sharing, you know, what we've written, what we've recorded, what we've talked about, we've really just kind of blown it away this year. 2015 was also the year that we started the podcast that you're currently listening to. Like I said, this is episode number 30. Now, I'd been playing around with the idea of starting a podcast for over a year. been aiming to. You know, that old saying, I've been aiming to do that. Well, I finally quit aiming and went ahead and pulled the trigger. A bit of a challenge to learn how. You know, I'm not some computer guru, and I have to do everything on the cheap. You know, I'm not selling anything. You know, I do have one book out, but I'm not selling anything to y'all. I'm not trying to do anything like that. So I want y'all to have the information. You know, at some point we may take sponsors. I don't know. At some point we may have a membership area, but if we have a membership area, it'll be so that you can get discounts from vendors. But I'm never going to charge for information. I can't do that. So, but you know, the podcast, I've been getting really good responses about it so far. Everybody seems to be enjoying it, and I really appreciate that. Now on the home front. I talk quite a bit about my home life, but you know, sometimes just a little more intimate look is a good thing. Now, we had a very productive garden this year, though it was scaled down a good bit. It was scaled down a good bit due to a change in my work schedule that was not conducive in the spring to doing as much stuff, to having as much stuff done. But I did do a major experiment this past year in that I used cardboard primarily from like appliance boxes and stuff like that, and I mulched my entire garden. I mentioned it in a blog post called Gardening Smarter, Not Harder. Got a video on it on YouTube too. Man, it did great. I didn't have to weed my garden at all. And I'm being serious. I didn't have to at all. Had really good tomatoes. Peppers didn't do so well, but that was due to the fact that I got the wrong variety. But I mean, did really well. Our daughter also decided to join the marching band at the local high school. It's been a very good thing for her. Been a bit challenging for us. I'm not really a sports guy. Well, I am too. Hunting, fishing, hiking, those are my sports. Okay. Now, have I played football? Yes, I've played football. I've played basketball. I've actually played golf. Cow pasture pool. But as far as watching somebody else play sports, that's kind of tough on me. Now, I had a ball this past year watching the high school, all the high school boys, because I knew a lot of them. But I'll be honest, as soon as my daughter graduates, I don't know if I'll continue to go to the games, because it's just not real that big a priority for me. My wife and I are trying to figure out how to spend more ways of spending more time together, but, you know, I guess a lot of couples are trying to do that. I guess that's it for a year in review. So now let's look forward to 2016. Now, I'll be honest, I'm super excited about 2016. I told you about my experiment with the cardboard and the mulch, and I'm going full scale. My wife has, we've talked and everything, and she's told me that I can have the entire backyard. So very soon, look for a video on YouTube about laying out garden spaces, considering solar aspects. There's going to be a lot more YouTube videos. So I'm already laying out my garden beds right now. Really excited about that. I'm really excited about the podcast and the blog. For the first time ever, my wife and I have sat down and we've worked up a budget for advertising the blog and podcast. Now, why in the heck would you advertise something where you're not selling anything? Well, you know, my goal was to encourage and educate people. That's my goal. Okay. Now, I am got 2 to 3 ideas for small and micro businesses, and I'm going to be pursuing those. I've already talked to a couple of people about some of them. They're really excited. It's going to be a good year. Now, here's the thing. When you're looking at your year, okay, people do resolutions. Now, resolutions get on my nerves. Okay, I'm just going to be honest. Because a resolution is, I promise I'll do better. Okay, the two major resolutions that people make are make more money or get out of debt. Kind of put those together. And get in shape or lose weight. Okay, great. All right, now, to get out of debt or make more money, they're problematic because it's kind of natural. It's like a propensity, I guess, for if you do make more money, then you want to spend more money. You know, if you're spending, instead of 40 hours a week, if you're spending 60 hours a week, when you have time off, you want to be able to splurge. So that's a bit of a challenge. And it can be real tough on you. Okay. So you've really got to tighten down your discipline on that particular resolution. Now, losing weight. I'll be honest. I've had to deal with it one time in my life. But I didn't even think about it. It never entered my mind. Because it's not really important to me. Okay. If you're healthy, I don't care if by the BMI or whatever it is, if it says that you're overweight, if you're healthy, that's all that matters. Okay. Now, could I be healthy at 300 pounds? No. You know, I'm 6'1". So I could not be healthy at 300 pounds. So there's some issues there, for certain people I know, but what they do is they set these goals for something that really should be a lifestyle change. Now, goals are involved in a lifestyle change. But I have found by friends and by witnessing people who've gone through the weight loss thing that a lifestyle change is a lot more successful than a diet, okay? So that's the way that I want you to look at your goals or your resolutions, if you want to use that word. Make them part of a lifestyle change. So if you're wanting to grow more food this year or any food at all, here's the thing. Get started. Get started now. Okay? I don't care if you get a window box in a shiny window or a patio, and every time that the weather's halfway nice, you set it outside. Okay? But you bring it in at night. Okay? And I know that if you're too far up north, and you're not going to be able to take the plants outside. But the thing about it is like, sorry, like leaf greens, carrots, green onions, herbs, all of these things can be grown indoors year-round, all the time. Start now. Okay, if your goal is you're going to start a new business in the next year, okay, just released the SIIS system of to do almost anything. Start small, intentional, incremental steps. Small, intentional, incremental steps. Do it, do it, do it. Okay? Now, I've got some goals for my blog and for the podcast this year. I want to have, by year's end, I want to have a minimum of 5,000 subscribers. Okay? Now, that's a pretty decent goal. Okay? I know it is. And I know I'm not the... And I don't do all the cussing and all the fussing and all that stuff. And so, to a lot of people, I don't appeal to the people that like that in your face kind of stuff. And that's fine. That's fine. That's not who I am. Okay? I'm going to try to get you to think. And I'm going to be nice. And I'm going to be genteel. I'm going to be a southern gentleman. Okay? But I want to have 5,000 subscribers by the end of the year. I want to actually start making money off of all this stuff now. Oh, Lord, he's going to try to rip us off. No. No, no, no. See, I've learned something. I've been blogging serious. 2015 was really the first serious year, okay? And I've learned some things. It's really easy to make a lot of money if you don't have any principles. But when you have principles, it makes it a little harder. But the money you do get, you appreciate more. Let me explain. Once you get a following in the blogging and podcast world, you can get sponsored posts. Now, I'm not opposed to sponsored posts. That's when, you know, a company pays you to write a post about it. I'm not opposed to that. I've had some folks send me some stuff to test and do some reviews on it and stuff like that. Now, here's the thing. I value you, my reader and listener, more than I value the money. So, if a product stinks, I'm not going to say good things about it. Okay? I'm not going to get on here and tout the benefits of Monsanto. Not going to happen. Periodo. Okay? So, having principles makes it a little more challenging. But there are good companies out there. You know, if you've been on the blog, every now and then, you know, ads will pop up and stuff like that. And I get a little trickle, you know, of income. But I'm going to increase it. Like I said, I'm looking at starting a couple of businesses here. Now, here's my thing. Okay? We have been programmed that everything has to be in a certain order. Everything has to be acceptable. Everything has to be social convention, okay? I am so sick and tired of people telling me what cannot be done. All right? I have just decided I'm throwing away the freaking box. You know, people have in-the-box thinking. Oh, Lord, you know, you got to have your tomatoes. You got to have your tomatoes in these straight, long rows. Gardening's horrible about box thinking. And your corn's got these long rows. And everything's got to be so many inches apart. And the rows have got to be so wide and all of this. Okay, that same level of thinking applies to everything. And you know what I learned last year or this year? You don't have to do that. None of my plants were in rows. I mean, they had an organization to them, but you couldn't have set up and said, okay, this is the row. I had them where you could walk around them and where you could get in there and where, you know, I planted flowers in the midst of the vegetable garden and vegetables in the middle of the flower garden and all of that stuff. and just throw away the freaking box. Okay? Now, this is going to be released the 30th. On the 31st, on the blog, we will be releasing a business directory. If you run an internet business, you can get an ad. It's not an endorsement. It's going to be really inexpensive. It's going to be a way for your business to be seen by everybody. Okay? And when I floated this idea with some other folks that are bloggers, they're like, don't you know this, this, this? Yeah, I know this, this, and this, and I'm going to do it this way and this way. Well, what about, no, just get rid of the box. Okay? Set your goals. I want you to set your goals just as high as you can. I want you to set as many goals as you can. And then I want you to prioritize them. And let me tell you something. If you've got 50 goals for 2016 and you make 40 of them, then you've already gotten farther than you ever would have if you'd have set 40. Because if you set 40, you're only going to get 35. Prioritize them. Some things are more important than others. Some things need to be done right now. And some things can wait a week. Some things got to wait to spring. Some things got to wait to fall. And you can stage them that way. You know, if you're where there's snow on the ground, you're probably not going to be building a new chicken pen. Not right now. If there's snow on the ground, you're not going to be doing that. Okay? We just went through a major rainstorm and the ground is so sopping wet that you just going out across the yard. So I'm not going to be building anything right now. But lay out your goals. Because you can do it. I mean, crap, if I can do half the stuff that I do, you can too. I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate this community that we're building. And it is a community. I want to hear your success stories. I want to hear your goals. I want to know where you're at, what you're doing, how you're doing. If we can develop this community, then you can tell me what your goals are. And I've already told you a lot of my goals. We can help keep each other responsible. We can have an accountability to each other. Because really, that's what the rural community was all about, was helping Joe out, and Joe helping Terry out, and Terry helping Wilburn out, and Wilburn helping Henry out, and Henry helping me out, and everybody's fine because everybody helped somebody and everybody got helped. I wish you the best. I wish you the happiest of New Year's. I wish you growing wonderful things and developing an independence and an interdependence on your neighbors, not systems of support like you have never seen before. Step by step, in 2016, we will bring rural back. Bye-bye.